Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stay With Me right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do. I mean that sincerely. And I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, listen, I keep telling you about the changes coming up, and we're making little changes here and there, and I try not to do things in a sweeping way. And I've decided, over the holidays, over my Christmas break, if you would, what little break it was, that we're going to rename the show. We're going to rename the show to the Joe Messina Show. And the reason behind that, there's several reasons behind it, but one of them is, you know, when I started this show 14 years ago, whatever it was, nobody used their own name, right? I mean, Rush Limbaugh was the guy, and everybody else, you know, Kevin Jackson used the, you know, the Black Sphere, that kind of stuff. And as we started to look through social media, what have you, YouTube and other places, the name, the Real Side, you know, radio show, was being blocked in many places. And as the years have gone on, it's been blocked more and more. Some of you know the beginnings. When I started, I had a computer company with a web division, and my web guys kept saying, no, you gotta have a website, you gotta have this, and you gotta have that, and you gotta be Facebooked, and you gotta be this, and they did it all for me. I didn't understand any of this stuff. And at one time, and we were hitting, we had, and you know, I mean, I'm not just saying it, we can show it to you. We were getting 200,000 views an hour on Facebook. We were getting 30, 40,000 views on YouTube. I never could figure out Twitter and do the live. When we started to do the live, shortly after we started doing live on Twitter, they pulled, I don't know, Tammy's better at this than I am, but we had 60 plus thousand followers. And the next thing, overnight, over a weekend, we were dropped down to like 7,000 or 6,000, whatever. And they tried to tell us all those accounts were either bogus or dead. So thank you very much. They weren't, but it made them feel better. So as time has gone on, we have picked up, thanks to you, we have picked up more and more stations. I started off with 7 stations. I don't know. Well, actually, this is not true. I started off with 1 or 2 stations 14 years ago. We're now up to close to 60. Scattered all over the country. Show plays at different times. And I'm very appreciative of that because it's because of you guys. Because of the calls that you made to stations. And the emails that I get are usually not emails because somebody saw me on Facebook or on another show, but because they heard me on the radio somewhere. Okay? So we are making a difference. We are hitting, and I was just encouraging Sonia to stay on. Because she and others, we get frustrated. And I got to tell you, you want proof that God has a sense of humor? I'd be sitting here sometimes, or I'm talking to Tammy after a show, and I'm like, are we really making a difference? I mean, we're saying a lot of the same things, and I tend to be a little gruffer than most. I don't speak so good. My English is not so good. But you guys get what I'm trying to say most of the time. And we put the message out there. I like to believe, I try to put it out there, that the 9-to-5er, that's not putting anybody down. That's the average Joe wants to go to work every day, simply wants to feed his family, simply wants to live his life in freedom and liberty. And I try to speak to those people. Because you don't know what to do. You're not in this 24-7 like we are. And I'm not, you know, I won't say their names because they're on my network and they're, at heart, they're good people. But they speak so, they speak in a language that's so far above my head, your head, whoever's head. And then they wonder why we don't engage or we don't feel like we're part of the team. All right? Now, I do have an app that's in the Android store, and, you know, I don't keep up with this stuff. So it's the Apple app and the Google app, and you can watch the show live, you can listen to the show live, you can send me an email, you can text me from it. It's a great little app. I haven't changed it in a long time because I kind of have my grandfather's mindset, which, if it's a no broke and no fix, right? So if it's not broken, why would I fix it? It works. You need something shiny every 2 months? I'm not the guy. Really, seriously, I'm just not the guy. Anyhow. But I went through all that to say, you know, the pressure's going to be on us in the coming years, the coming months. All right, there's a donate button on the website. And again, I'm not, please, I am not begging for money. I'm not a beggar. I'd rather go down with my mouth shut than beg for money. But you have more and more sponsors that are backing away from conservatives. And it's not because they're cowards. Let's just be honest about it. They have people to feed, too. They have employees to feed. They've got to keep that business open in some way, shape, manner, or form. I want them to stick by their principles, of course, because we're doing it here. But I also get that some of them have 10, 15, 20 families. See, they look at it like we did when Jamie and I had our business. We had like 19 people working for us. We didn't have 19 people. We had 19 families that worked for us. These guys depended on their paychecks. So, you know, when you look at this all as a whole, we are all in this together. And that's why I joke sometimes, don't spend the $5 at Starbucks. They don't care about you. They will throw you under the bus in a heartbeat. Find yourself a local mom-and-pop donut shop if you have to have it. If you have to have that coffee, go there. Give that local person your money. Tammy will tell you, I've done that for 20 years. See, I'm not telling you to do it, and I'm not doing it. I hate Starbucks. Matter of fact, I hate their coffee. I don't hate Starbucks. I don't like their coffee. And I always love going to the small mom-and-pop places in my area because it keeps money local. It helps mom and dad, you know, keep their store open. And that's how you do it. So I'm senior host, retired General Paul Valley, joins me after the break. There's lots still going on in D.C. There's lots of options still available in 12 days. You can find out about it when we come back. Listen to the Real Time, D.C. Online.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive. Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Feel the rhythm now.
The real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. For those of you paying attention, if you're listening on these platforms, this is the last night for us on Twitter and Facebook. We are done, okay? They've been jerking around with me for years anyhow, and I've been screaming at you guys. And the only reason, just so you know, the only reason we've even stayed there is because many of you won't leave for some godforsaken reason. And stop telling me to fight it out because I'm not going to do it. That is ridiculous. Because they hit the switch, it's over. You got enough money to sue them? I don't think so. So you need to go to platforms that are going to help. They're going to help you grow and help you get the message out. Frankly, for me, I'm still stuck on terrestrial radio. It is going to be one of the last areas that we're going to be able to get our message out on. And you need to start supporting not just shows like mine, But you need to support some commentators that really give you real information and not the craziness that's been in the last few headlines, but really will give you things to step out on and, you know, be able to act on, if you would. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. You listen to Real Side on with Joe Messina. And retired General Paul Valley joins me. He's one of my favorite guests to have on. I'm not just saying that because he's on with me now. He knows it, and you guys know it, because you get straight information from him. There's no garbage, and you can act on what he tells you about. And, General, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe, and I always appreciate your very kind invitation.
And you are the man, though. I got to tell you something. You made my heart jump a little bit today in a positive way by just, as, in essence, saying, you know, there are still options. And, you know, you look around and you look at what's happening in D.C. First and foremost, I got to ask you flat out, do you really believe that those were our people causing all that trouble at the Capitol the other day?
No, we have gathered all the intelligence on the move from the White House area up to the Capitol, and we have videos of four buses of Antifa being offloaded at the base of the halls of Congress there, led in by the police, and then further led into the halls of Congress. And the reason I know this, because finally, we have put in infiltrated Antifa with people that are part of our, I'll just call them a secret force for no other reason. But we've infiltrated Antifa. We know exactly where they are, what they're doing at every opportunity, whatever city they're in. So Antifa's been infiltrated. We're tracking them. And at some point in time, they will be indicted.
I don't
arrested,
you know.
Arrested and indicted.
Under this new administration, these are their little pet lapdogs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they love these people.
Yep.
In the next hour, I'm going to play a clip of all the sound bites of them talking about how BLM and Antifa are just a group of people that simply want justice. They want things done the right way. But yet our people, and they're not even our people, you know, this is treasonous. This is sedition. Listen to these nut jobs.
Well, they're a front. They're a front for the Socialist Communist Party that has now infiltrated the Democratic Party. So I don't know whether to call them Socialist Democrats, but they're certainly employed, and they're funded by the likes of George Soros and other corporate people in the United States. Now, this is what we're tracking. The number of corporate leaders that are behind a lot of this as well. So this is not conspiracy. This is based on fact, based on intelligence that we've been able to gather.
You know, General, people have asked for years, and I've never really been able to answer it. You know, if we know so much about Soros, if we know
right.
what he's been doing and how he's... Why is it so hard to nail this guy?
I know. I mean, that is a great question. I mean, the FBI should have taken him down, incarcerated him. I mean, indicted him, incarcerated. He should be in jail with so many other people that have violated the laws of this country. But yet, you know, we have over 100 now, potential, almost 200 now, of indictments against the deep state operatives, including Brennan, Clapper. Well, you know the list. I don't have to go over the whole list with you. That, it also includes congressmen and senators.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And again, seeing what some of these people are doing and looking at what happened in Georgia, if we had taken the people that were in D.C., and sent them to Georgia to keep an eye. I mean, we should have been on them like white on rice down there in Georgia to not let them get away with this.
Absolutely. But it was all programmed. The Democratic Socialists, the deep state has programmed this. They've been very successful, very well thought out on this attack and creating a coup, creating a false flag there at the House of Congress. What was that, yesterday? I almost forget whether it was yesterday or the day
before.
The days go very fast when you're in the twilight zone, Joe.
Oh, I agree with you. When we saw that, we have a mutual friend, Rick Green, and you know, he said the same thing I said on the air. I said, those are not our people. Our people don't do that.
That's right.
They just don't. And so there was no way I would believe. You can get me to believe. But I was amazed. And I'm just going to call it today. The guy that I'm really furious at, and I wish I could get him on the show, is Dan Crenshaw. And the reason behind it is here is a seasoned veteran, if you would, okay? A guy that actually fought for the freedom of this country. And what does he say? The thing that bothered me the most was he said, after seeing all this violence that has taken place, I can't in all good conscience vote to question these votes because we can't have that kind of violence. And I'm thinking, are you serious? You fought in this kind of violence for people. Our founding fathers, can you imagine if they sat back and said, oh, my God, look at the violence going on. We can't do this. We'd all be bowing to the queen.
The true colors of these people are coming out. Look at Vice President Pence. What a traitor. What a coward. And then we see what's happening with all these, a series of people that have left the administration, have just folded. I mean, it absolutely is disgusting to see how they have fled this president who has worked so hard to bring America together, create a great economy, and then, of course, get hit by COVID, which really hurt all of us, that's for sure. But that was generated by the Chinese Communist Party. So, you know, we have a lot of threats going on, Joe, right now. We have internal domestic threats occurring. We have external threats. We know, in fact, the Atlanta, the elections, plus perhaps the presidential election, cyber terrorism, cyber warfare created by China, and now the Leonardo da Vinci satellite by the Italians.
Right. Hey, we'll hit this on the other side of the break. You and I both believe in capitalism. I've got to go for a commercial break when we come back. I do want to get back to the Pence thing, though. I'm going to ask you some questions about the deep state that I think you could at least shed some light on. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Retired General Paul Valley joins me after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social media giant Twitter says it's permanently suspending President Trump's account, citing the risk of further incitement of violence in the wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol by a mob of his followers. Google also banning Parler from their social media app store. Turning Point USA President Charlie Kirk reacting to the news.
Twitter has been kind of building up to this moment for a couple months now. In kind of a ironic turn of events, Twitter shouldn't be banning President Trump. They should be giving him a dividend of the stock. I mean, when Twitter was 4 or 5 years ago, Twitter was $18 a share. It closed at over $50 a share, large in part because President Trump made the platform relevant again.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber is ready to move forward with impeachment if President Trump doesn't resign. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You are listening to Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to be involved. You got to be engaged. You got to do the right thing. And you can't be afraid of what your neighbors or others around you are going to say. Or you think it's bad now, it's just going to get worse. By the way, get used to the Harris administration, because I don't think that's far down the road, if Joe Biden gets sworn in. But let me bring him on with me. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me, and I always appreciate his time with me. General, before we get wrapped up in our conversation again, I want you to tell people about the organizations you're involved with and how they can help you, how they can support you.
Well, thank you, Joe. You can join the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, which was founded in 2005. Support us, donate. We do great things. We provide a lot of great analysis and studies. Our newsletter will be out tomorrow morning again. You can sign up for that. But if you go to standupamericaus.org, standupamericaus.org, you can sign up for, again, our newsletter. And also we post all of our analysis on that website each and every day.
Yeah, and it's a great organization. By the way, somebody made fun of my hair. Hey, listen, I live in communist California, okay? The only one getting their hair cut out here is Newsom. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Ed Pelosi. That's what I thought about her. Yeah, those people. The elites. You know, the ones who say we all have to suffer, but all doesn't really mean them. It just means all, which is everybody else, not them. Hey, back to Pence for a second, okay? And again, I'm in agreement with you. I never thought he would really fight to begin with. But the when it comes to the deep state, when it comes to what's going on, growing up, we were talking about the mafia during the break, growing up in a heavy mafia environment, when you talk about the deep state, do you think the deep state has either got stuff on these people or they have threatened these people to the point where they're afraid and will do whatever they're told to do so they stay safe?
Well, the deep state is very well organized and has been for years. And if it wasn't for President Trump, we would have not known about it.
No.
And then there's four levels of the deep state, which I've written an article on, and we can discuss that, but that would take too much time. But certainly the deep state, and then you have the members of Congress, the Senate, and the House of Representatives that have been absolutely infiltrated by left-wing socialist I'll call them communists. Over 120 of them that we can detail their names if need be. But they have taken America to down a road that they're trying to make America change. We look at what Obama has said, trying to change America forever. And they're very close to doing that. And that's why if we lose within the next week the opportunity to keep President Trump in office, we will go down that road to a tyrannical type of government. And we've seen now in the blue states what tyrannical governors, what tyrannical mayors can do, mm-hmm. what they've done with COVID. I mean, this is what you're looking forward to, a totally controlled society by an elite group of socialists and communists. That's how they operate. You can go back in history. You can check what happened in Russia, what happened in China, and the other countries that have gone communist. It's a tyrannical government, and that's what you're looking forward to. And we've seen it in the last 8 months in America by these governors, left-wing governors and mayors. So, America, wake up.
Well, look at how fast they got us to jump, though. I mean, from the 2 weeks in the beginning of this to give us some time to we're bowing down to the governors. We're doing whatever they want us to do. And on top of this,
absolutely.
While we're going through our little presidential thing here, look at what's going on in China. Look at what's going on in Hong Kong. I'll bet you that the majority of my listeners, and I think they're pretty smart, don't know how many of the Hong Kong previous elected officials have either been resigned or arrested, right?
Exactly right. Well, here's the thing. If we have domestic threats now. We have external threats. The executive order of 2018, which focuses on foreign intervention in our elections, has now been proven that China, the Chinese Communist Party, in fact funded, has been involved in the U.S. elections. We also know from the Italian now, from a very high-level information technology expert, that the Leonardo da Vinci satellite of the Italians also affected our elections, particularly in Atlanta last week.
Mm-hmm.
So we have external threats, and I will say that the president has to invoke the executive order of 2018, foreign intervention in our elections, and I think that may happen next week.
Well, I hope so, and I hope you're right, and, you know, again, with all due respect to you, you and I talked about this before. A lot of us conservatives have been told what was coming down the road, what was going to be presented, what was going to happen. I'm still waiting for the Kraken to show up.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I know. Again, I know, Joe. It's just frustrating for me, too. All I know is we're on a timeline here of 12 days, so that's what that's what's important right now, what happens in the next 12 days.
So one of the questions that come through is that, is the military behind Trump? Should he need their help?
Yes.
Interesting. Really? With the generals and the stuff that I've seen, you know, again, with all due respect to you, but with what I've seen come down from some of the military guys, they don't seem to be on the same page as him. But you're telling me that might not be true.
There's some that aren't. We've seen all the recalcitrant generals and admirals have been anti-Trump, but they're the same generals and admirals that couldn't win a war. And so I know many of them, but I won't mention their names. But I can also tell you there's 250 of us that signed up and to support President Trump. And you can go Google the list of generals and admirals that have listed to support Trump. Now, I will say that the president's very smart. He placed the Special Operations Command, commanded by a four-star general out of MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, directly reporting now to the Secretary of Defense rather than to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley. Now, that says a lot because the infiltration of Antifa is being done by military operatives. I'm bringing that news to you today.
Wow.
And so from that standpoint, President Trump does not depend on the CIA or the FBI, but depends on a solid group I saw a group of over 850 military intelligence operatives. That's why President Trump knows what's going on. So he is dependent upon and supported by the military, maybe not all, but a great proportion, because he's done such a great job of rebuilding our military. Yeah. They know it, but we still have some deep-bedded, deep state operatives, even in the Pentagon, still there. But Trump knows who they are, and that's why he's placed a very good special ops background type of general or type of a Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Trump, because I think when he went in there, he didn't know how deep the deep state was. He really thought that,
right,
there were a lot of patriots there that wanted what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped, I went through this the other night with somebody who didn't want to hear it. He stopped the gravy train. These people in positions of power, these legislators that were making big bucks, don't think that these guys aren't making money. When Pakistan gets $10 million, the $10 million is not staying in Pakistan for sure. People don't realize this. You can't be taking money if there's no money changing hands, right?
Well, no, exactly right. And the defense contractors, many of them are very, very good, very pro-American, supportive of the president, but we still have deep state operatives. But the money trail in Washington, D.C. is incredible, and it links back to many corporations that support, as far as defense contractors, who would like to keep us in these wars.
Oh, yeah.
In the Middle East and Afghanistan. And President Trump knows that, and he has eliminated a great deal of all of that paltry money that has been dedicated to supporting these corporations. They don't like it because they're part of the deep state. It's just like the congressmen and the senators, the money that has come. They come in there with very little money, and they come out millionaires.
Yep.
Figure that out.
I said this inside trading information they're getting. I'd become a congressman just to get that. I promise I'll only stay in for 2 years, and I'll leave again because I'll be a multimillionaire, and all will be well. Hey, let me keep you on one more segment. Got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. General Paul Valley joins us on the other side. Don't go far.
Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Since we're being blocked all over the place, one of the new frontiers that we've been playing with and seems to be working well is doing text messaging. So if you want to be alerted by text that the show is starting and who we're going to have on, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And let me just bring him back on. I don't want to waste his time. Love having him on with me. Retired Major General Paul Vallely. And General, thanks so much for being with me. I really, really do appreciate our time together, you know.
So, well, I'm glad we could still talk all the way from Montana to California.
We may have to do it by satellite soon or something with the way that they're going. I mean, sir, people really don't realize the power that the government and the powers be to have, not only just to monitor, but to actually interrupt some of these services and what have you.
Right.
Yeah, we're on several platforms, and there's times where, and then again, tonight's our last night on there, so I don't really care anymore. But Facebook we'd be talking about something that they weren't in line with, and the feed would just shut down, just slam down. And the only feed that would keep working was the one that I had that went directly to my website. So it's proof positive that, you know, that was the only one they couldn't get to or couldn't deal with yet. So we were still able to get the message out. So people have to, terrestrial radio, for my personal opinion, is where it's going to be at as time keeps going on. Going to be hard on the internet, I think. Anyhow.
No, I agree. You could see Facebook and Twitter shut down within the next 2 weeks, by the way.
I will do a happy dance right here in the studio where everybody can watch, and I don't dance, so it'll be a real sight to see if that happens. But
I'm just saying that's a possibility.
Okay. Listen, from your mouth to God's ears. I mean, seriously. but I think it's what has happened, and we don't have a whole bunch of time, but I'd love if you could give us some updates. We haven't heard anything about China. We have now. What we've heard about Iran is, you know, they're ready to start firing missiles again, so they're expecting some big bucks to come their way or something. Russia's been quiet. The little Kim has been quiet. Can you kind of give us an overview with some of these places as to what's going on, what we can expect to hear in the coming weeks?
Well, I think when you look at adversaries like China, the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army over there, they certainly have plans to take down America. From an economic standpoint, the Chinese Communist Party want to dominate the world in manufacturing, financial. They want to control things as they've done through Pakistan now, the Silk Road Initiative, all the way up through the Middle East into Africa, controlling of natural resources, buying up acreage after acreage in Canada of agricultural land, buying bankrupt companies, energy companies in China, which we've done a big study on. So China's on the move, but they also know to survive, they're going to have to ensure that America, as it is today, is destroyed. And that's what their ambitions are. And that's why with COVID has provided the opportunity to see how America can shut down, close down businesses, close down transportation. That way, that leads them to an opportunity to dominate the United States. We have to make sure that we're alert in the Middle East and in the Far East now. China's next move will be to try to take over Taiwan after they've already done Hong Kong. But we have strong forces and allies in the Pacific with the South Korean forces and the Japanese forces, two of the top armed forces in the world, top out of 10, I would say, in the world. We also have three aircraft carrier groups over in the Far East. So we're watching everything that China does. But China may make a very big move here within the next 30 days.
The you and I have talked about this in the past, but we haven't talked about it in a while, which is the military might between the two. At one time, we were in tatters.
Right.
And thanks to President Trump, we now have the strength again that we need to support ourselves, to be able to protect ourselves and others, for that matter. Are we truly in a position to push back on the Chinese?
Well, just what I've explained, yeah, with our force that we put out into the Far East and our allies out there,
okay,
that we are in a very, very good position to counter everything they do. We are watching everything in North Korea and China 24 hours a day through our satellite capability, our look-down, see-down capability.
Mm-hmm.
The ships at sea have a tremendous capability to watch any missiles or rockets that may be fired through what we call the Aegis system, AEIGIS. And so we're very prepared over in the Far East as we are in the Middle East against Iran. So America, be confident. Armed forces are on duty. We're watching everything that's going on. And we are able to counteract and to neutralize those threats.
Will Russia engage?
No, they won't. I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
Russia does not want a war with us.
I would imagine, based on what I've been reading, you know, economically and other things that are going on there, they don't want a war with anybody right now, correct?
No, they don't. They've been through so much in Russia. I've been over there. This is all fictitious about Russia. But, you know, look how we put down Russia over the last 4 years. Everything has been against Russia. And when I was over there, they were asking me, why are you guys attacking us? You know.
It's not you guys. It's Pelosi and Schumer. Go grab them. You know where they are.
And Schiff. And Schiff. Yeah. I mean, they're trying to build their economies. They're capitalists to the nth degree today. And Putin's a very smart guy. And the last thing he wants to do is to go to war, believe me.
My joke would, why don't you just tell Putin that Nancy Pelosi's going to run against him in the next election? You know what I'm saying? I mean, take care of that real fast. Anyhow.
Putin would have her taken out of activity very quickly.
There you go, see? All right, last but not least, just tell people again. I want to make sure people get behind you, help out your cause, support what you're doing. So tell them again how they can get involved in supporting you.
Well, okay, they can go to our website, our foundation website, Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. The website is standupamericaus.org, and they can sign up for our weekly newsletter. They can donate and help us continue to stand for America, be great patriots, stand by our Constitution, and see us through these turbulent waters right now.
Yep.
And may God bless all of us. And I think we need divine intervention, Joe.
Hey.
For sure, while we're in this twilight zone.
Yep. Look it. He intervened once before, maybe twice, and I'm sure he'll do it again. Anyhow. Hey, listen, God bless you.
Absolutely.
Too. Keep up what you're doing. I really do appreciate all the work you do, General.
Thank you, Joe, and I always appreciate being a guest on your show.
Great. All right, God bless. We'll catch up with you later on. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys. He'd be a great guy. I mean, seriously. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us, that he's on with us, and been able to get some great insight over the years with him. But, you know, truly, honestly, this is a fight. We are in a fight again. And I know there's going to be a lot of detractors. A lot of people are going to write me some nasty. Some of my Democrat friends are going to, oh, my God, are you advocating for violence? No, I am advocating for resistance. Matter of fact, what's really funny is I find it really hypocritical that the left is screaming about how I can't believe that Trump is not going to have this transition of power, this peaceful transition of power. Does anybody remember what happened when Trump took office? That was pretty peaceful, too, right? You know how they were bugging his headquarters during the transition? I mean, we should have done all of that because, you know what, apparently it's acceptable. They did it, so they must feel like it's okay. This is just, again, this is just crazy, the hypocrisy that they believe to be truth and okay. But we've allowed this to happen. I know you guys, I get your emails, you get so irritated with me, but don't. I want you to hear me out. This did not happen overnight. This did not happen in the last 4 years. This has been going on for decades. And I've been with some of you, some of my friends, who don't check their kids' books, who don't ask them what's going on at school, who don't engage with them as a whole. If you're not going to engage with them, then you're not going to know what they've been taught, and it's going to be too late to straighten out once they get well ingrained and to the propaganda that the public schools are teaching these kids. They're truly teaching them to a degree to hate this country. But that's how you know that's not true. They're teaching them to love this country the way it should be, not the way it is. Give that some thought. This country didn't become what it is today, didn't become the powerhouse it is today, didn't become the loving, caring keeper of the peace the way it is today, because we were perfect. We've come through a lot of things. We have made a lot of mistakes, and it's okay. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Coming up in the next hour, my buddy, hasn't been on in a while, Julio Rivera, lovingly known as a conservative Rican, will join us in the next hour. Appreciate your time. Don't go far. Heat up your drink, cool down your drink, whatever it is you got going on there. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a bit.